Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time or any time that I'm speaking, I am so grateful, so prayerful, so freaking deliberately intentional to try to give you more every time to get you to a point and place where you are absolutely no nonsense, no compromise, no foolishness about raising completely up and taking advantage of our now moment where the veils of darkness and illusion are being lifted so that we are able to see with the clarity of eye. We're able to think with the clarity of mind. We're able to move with the cleanliness of blood. We're able to lay a stronger foundation for those who've come through us, those who've come before us and those who've come after us, and to come to a point and place where we realize that it is our time to be in a place and space where we are no longer feeling bound by those who have no rights to be binding us, and to come to a point and place where you care to be liberated from all of that does not serve you, liberated from the heart disease and the diabetes and the cancer and the pharmaceuticals and the medications and the dialysis and the lupus and all of these things that have you in a place and space where you feel as though you don't have any other choice. And I'm saying that you are not created by the God of death. You understand? You have, and we have, with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, the actual intelligence that literally is absolutely everywhere, but it is in us. It is all that we could ever possibly be. And I am the one, joyfully, gratefully, thankfully, to remind us that when you allow yourself to get to a point in your heart center where it matters to you how you walk, how you stand, that you care to be resubstantiated in the light of the truth of the one that you are, as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. We are not Black Americans. We are not white Americans. We are not just indigenous ones. We are conscious immortals who have lost their connection to the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of being. And that's a deliberate agenda that has been issued against us by your religious institutions, by your medical institutions, by your educational institutions, by the whole culture of world culture under imperialism, colonialism, capitalism, and all of the isms and schisms that put us in a place where we are not having an understanding and a joyful rejoicing about sharing the planet with so many absolutely remarkable people, as well as animals, as well as fruits and vegetation and all of that that is required and given to us living on a planet that is literally a paradise and Eden. And so thank you for tuning in. Thank you for caring to be here with me. Thank you for going deeper within the cells of your being to be in a place and space where you are ready, willing, eager, able to make fuller commitments for living, to life, and to the laws that govern us. Now, there's so many ones who have not made those commitments. Everybody has life. Everybody's living to some degree. And so many ones are dying. That means their life currency is being depleted, usurped. And as we look at what an Emancipation Day meant, but to come to this place and space where you are less free than ever before, more enslaved than ever before, enslaved to your own appetites and desires, enslaved to your appetites for sugar, artificial colors and flavors, for the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, enslaved to the desire for the orgasms and the sex, and without even the love, enslaved to a system of oppression, to feel that you do not have any other option other than to work on behalf of the corporate deities of death. You get up and you drive the trucks and fill up the package stores in the neighborhoods on Mondays after the weekend, and we are delivering all manners of carcass to different places and spaces where you're driving the trucks with the chickens to slaughter and the cows to slaughter. You understand? I'm just saying, now, what would happen if everyone just magically woke the hell up and got to a point where we realize, what the f- are you doing? You are not serving life. You're here to serve life. You're serving death. And see, the death industries couldn't exist except for people working them. And they could not be multi-billion or multi-trillion dollar business except you have millions of people who are divesting from their own life currency and investing into a system of death. So I'm just saying, we have the opportunity to do something different and to do what is necessary in order to really secure a destiny that is at this particular point in time in jeopardy. You may not meet destiny. You may have a tragic date with fate. You may really not arrive with the fullest of your faculties and your creativity and your ingenuity and your joy and peace and poise and power and potency and integrity and high ethic and the security of knowing that you're wrapped in the ever-embracing arms of the ever-present, and you were told to ask and it would be given, to knock and the door would be open, to seek and we would find, to know that that which is your source is consistently providing for you. That which is our source is consistently providing for us. And there is no provision that is greater than our breath and our heartbeat. No greater provision than life itself and the frequency of energy that is life itself. And we are literally being bathed by the love of our Creator on a daily basis with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. But we're ignoring the reality of how blessed, how absolutely amazingly gifted we are with this absolute phenomenal reality that we refer to as life, by that which we refer to as God. And I'm saying the intelligence of existence is all there is, and it is so beloving, so beneficent. There is no love greater than that. You understand? And when you really want to be in love, then be in love with being the one that you are, as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Be in love with being directly when you really want to be loving and when you really want to be loved, and be in a place and space where you are able to forgive yourself and release yourself from the degrees of not loving yourself. This is to say, know that you're loved even when you're not loving yourself, but know that when you are loving that which beats your heart and breathes you, you can't help but to be loved, because the sun is loving us, the air is loving us, the trees are loving us, the earth is loving us, the fruit and the vegetation is loving us. You understand? But what are you doing for yourselves? And now that we realize that to be under an initiative of depopulation and genocide, then it's really about loving life to the degree to which we will no longer undermine ourselves. We will do everything we possibly can to liberate ourselves from years of accumulation, saturation, concentration, and contraindication of residues from meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, alcohol, tobacco, and all of these inebriants, intoxicants, and pharmaceuticals, and drugs, and all of this, which has the whole populace in a place and space where you're destined for a tragic date with fate when you were gifted to the world, to this realm, by this absolute and supreme intelligence, having come through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid of our fathers, and then got no support in respecting the sanctity, the sacredness, and the divinity of our being. And so I'm thankful to be one to remind you, to remind us, that when we are concerned about our harmonization, about coming together, there is no coming together we will ever do if we are not aligned with the laws that govern our being. And this is an issue that creates so much of the divisiveness and whatnot, is people really do not feel as though there is a best correct way to live. And I'm saying that there is law that governs life, but this is not what we were taught. But we did hear, thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. You heard that, right? Even if we didn't go to church, we still heard it. Grandmama and auntie and big mama, somebody told you, right? And for those who have been in the scriptures and whatnot. You know where that's found. I can't even tell you where it is, but I know that that's what I took from it from the time I was a little girl. How do you actually do that? How do you love God? How do you love this absolute and supreme source of all being with your whole body, heart, mind, with all your might? How do you do that? Have you seen it done? Y'all ain't seen it. That's why y'all don't know, because you ain't asked. I'm telling you, that's what's going to help you to get over all of what you have been bound under and feeling oppressed by. But you have to take responsibility for what it is you are doing and what it is you are thinking and what it is you are saying and what it is you are believing and what it is you are choosing. And when you let irresponsible, careless things come from your mouth, when you could be blessing and enhancing and creating increase and more abundance by virtue of what you allow to come from your mouth. And when you're putting stuff down your throat, coming into your mouth, going down into your system that is creating absolutely nothing that you need other than gas and waste. Then yeah, we're having to love ourselves and respect the divine design of our bodies as the way in which we truly honor to love, worship to love, reverence to love, appreciate to love that which has perfectly and divinely designed us, supposedly in its own image, for the multiplicity of diversity of the images that we all are, but we are all these living, loving, potent immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence. Why is it so hard for you to love yourselves and love yourself and love everybody else? It's really good. You know, it doesn't take much to be kind to people who you don't know. And even though we're in the kind of culture where people don't even speak to people anymore, you just pass by, you don't say anything, you don't give any eye contact. Used to be, you know, we would say, hey, we would speak, you understand? And then I love it when I'm out and about and I'm not in the community per se, but I'm just out and about and everybody speaks. You understand? Every hue, age, whatever. Maybe it's the red clay on the face. I don't know. Maybe it's the, I have no idea, but it's a speaking that people do. The acknowledgement of your presence. And then there are times when everybody's just doing what they do and it's okay. But don't be creating no crazy. We got people who create crazy every day. People who are just, they ain't happy unless they making somebody upset. People are not happy unless they seeing people just deplete. You understand? You got people out here, they ain't happy unless they seeing the life force drain from you. You understand? This is the system of oppression that I'm talking about. They are not happy unless they killing. You understand? They got the machinery just pumping more and more guns, more and more ammo, more and more, more and more, more and more. Why? Because the blood is so toxic. To be out of alignment with the will of existence, to love and honor and reverence and support and uplift and cherish and treasure, not just your dot, but all, because the all is what we're completely dependent upon. You understand? But we have been socialized by people who undermine the people who they really need. And we've seen that. Oh, y'all ain't human. Y'all less than human. Get over here and get over here and do what I say. And they, you know, I'm just saying the culture that has been established here, when Europe sent all of their criminality over here, you understand? And we have historical evidence of the abuse of our indigenous, aboriginal, and our native families and our ancestors. And then we become self-abusing, spouse-abusing, child-abusing, because the violation of abused and battered, contaminated, poisoned, violated, murdered creatures are rotting in the body, destroying the integrity of the cleanliness of the temple that is the temple of God that you call your body. The blood has been contaminated. So that's the methodology of our oppression, to contaminate the blood. And even though you may enjoy contaminating your bloodstream with your pork chops and your lamb chops and your curried goat and jerk chicken and all of this stuff, why go to the doctors when your blood pressure is high? Why go to the doctors? You want to take a pill to stop your heart palpitations, but you don't want to stop the thing that's creating the heart palpitations. I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, we have to be conscientious and we have to come to a point in place where you are strengthening yourself to the degree to which you are able not to be so torn apart from the grief that comes when the people that you think you love and say you love and are loving with, in terms of family and friends and husbands and wives and girlfriends and boyfriends and whatever, and you see these people die and you see them suffer before they die, and you can't do anything about it except to encourage them to take the chemo, take the radiation, take the medication, get on the dialysis, do whatever they tell you to do. And I'm saying, if you enjoy killing yourself, then leave the doctors alone. I don't get why you do that. He said, well, no, we're just having fun. We're just doing the thing. And I'm saying, we are here to serve life. There's a problem in this realm because everybody that has life is not committed to living. There's a problem in this realm because everyone who has brought life through them have not known how to cultivate and nourish and ensure the progression of the lives and the lineages through whom they've come and who've come through them. There's a problem in this realm because women feel entitled to not have babies. Women feel entitled to eat the other babies of other ones and be filled to overflowing with all kinds of pain and shame and game and guilt and whatnot. And they want to bring babies forward without doing any cleansing, any purification, anything that makes sense in order to ensure a happy, healthy pregnancy, delivery, and to be the progression and to ensure the progression of the lineage. Just because we have babies doesn't mean that we have the wherewithal to ensure the progression of the lineage. And so, yes, I care to really speak to it because everybody is where they are with themselves. And there are those who have children and you see the temper tantrums that your children are having. You're seeing the issues. They always have ear infections. They're always unruly. They're always disobedient. They're always causing trouble. It's because they are not given what they require in terms of fresh fruit, leafy greens, lots of love, attention. And we can flip this script. But you have to care. We never had to be socialized, or I say we've never had to be licensed, certified, and degreed to be women. But it is as a result of the licensing, certification, and the degreeing of women that have put us in a place and space where we have forgotten how to really ensure the perpetuation of our lineages, because the educational systems are not doing that. The schools have failed. The churches have failed. The culture is death culture. It's not sustainable. And so we're having the opportunity to do what we've not seen done in terms of exalting a full effort in our living, in terms of realizing that as we're maturing, we should be in the mental clarity, under the auspices of our souls, and have liberated ourselves and invoked the greatness of the lineages through whom we've come, so that we are literally creating the culture that is life culture, that is the evidence of having been renewed and rebirthed, having had not only a change of heart, but the clarity of mind. It comes with the cleanliness of the blood and the focusing of the intention and the will and the desire and the humility and the discipline of discipleship so that the love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, and power of our Creator can come through and give us that which is necessary to ensure its kingdom upon the planet. Because what these people are doing is sending everybody to hell through all manners of pain, shame, game, and whatnot. You're being herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness. And so we're having to really reassess what health actually is. Health is optimum cellular functioning. Health is the cleanliness of the blood. Health is having the mindset to consume and to do that which is truly going to be life supporting for yourself and everybody else that you come into the realm of. Health is being able to outthink a sick people. Health is being able to ensure the progression of your lineages. Health is being able to provide protection and provision for our children and our grandchildren. Health is being able to reverse the issues that we have put in motion and do the damage control. And the health is having the audacity to stand up and exert our rights to be righted in a world that is wrong. Our time is now. Y'all want to acknowledge Dr. King. You want to acknowledge Malcolm. You want to acknowledge Marcus. You want to acknowledge all of them, but you don't want to stand up and raise completely up in their name, on their behalf, on behalf of the lineages that we have come through, so that it's not just about having a festival and wearing people's t-shirts and buttons and this and that. We are the stronger ones. We are able to do what they did not know to do in boycotting the death industries, in clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our spirits, so that we are in harmony with the light of our souls and supreme intelligence. Now, if you can take and you heard somebody say something greater and more potent than I am, then bring them forward. Because I need to be in a place where I can work with and harmonize with ones and ones who are caring to raise up and not just listen and think that this is entertainment. I am not here to entertain you. And from listening and listening, and you don't know what to do. That's just how concentrated all of this paste and mucus and chemicals and all of that is in your body, that you can hear the truth and be completely unresponsive. And I'm saying, we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. The love is the fulfillment of the law. The love is the harmony of the truth. The truth is that we are all held in the ever-embracing arms of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are all individuations of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We have all been influenced by an agenda that has been issued by government and religion and education and culture to have us in a place where we are not in the integrity of the truth of who we are as divinity personified and in full expression as light, as love, and to dwell in the peace of and the potency of our Creator, the creativity or being the vessels of the Creator's activity. See, we get what we ask for. We just have to have the light, wisdom, and care to ask for that and then to facilitate it. You can't just ask for it and do nothing about it. You have to cleanse from this. They want you to take things, take all of this, take this supplement, take this supplement, take that, take that, take that. And, oh, well, you don't have to change your diet. You can still eat all of your favorite foods. Just take this pill and you'll burn fat away. Just take this and it will get rid of your gas. Take this and you'll have your bowel movement. Take this. And I'm saying, y'all taking every freaking thing except the clues and the cues that you're being given to get your life in order or prepare yourself to be wiped out of existence. Dang, Adami, you don't have to come so hard. Lord have mercy. If I don't say it, I don't know it's going to be said, because y'all seeing what's happening and you're not responding. Because this is not just about veganism and vegetarianism. It's not just about raw foodism. It's not about demonizing cooked food. It's about realizing that you've got the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and alcohol and tobacco and marijuana and cannabis and all of this stuff in your system that's blocking and obstructing the divinity, the sanctity, and your capacity to function as the heart, mind, life, hand, intention, and the will of God. And I'm saying, right now, that's exactly what's needed. You understand? That's exactly what's needed. You understand? They say, oh, well, you're trying to make America great and get rid of all of those ones who ain't American. But these people, where the hell did they come from? And how can we stand and not stand on behalf of the millions of our indigenous families that were already on these lands? And then you could drive for miles and miles and see all of the cleared lands that's owned by this family and owned by that family. And you really cannot own the earth. But we were told, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. But the ending that we're coming to is the ending of those who feel entitled to be murderers, liars, thieves, usurpers, bastardizers, imperialists, colonialists, capitalists, and whatnot, and that they feel as though they have the right to rule. We are at the end of this, and we are at the precipice of the queendoms and kingdoms of God rising. And you're being called to be fully participatory with it, and to be the evidence of it through your clearing, your cleansing, your consecration, your caring, your courage, your activation, your unmitigated gall, and your determination to represent your lineages on behalf of the whole of existence under the order of the eternal order, the eternal government, and to be all that you were born to be as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Absolute and supreme presence, we're so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity we have to be reminded that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of thee. We're so grateful for every opportunity to remember with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts that we are not man's creation. We are yours. And we thank you that we are consciously caring to be restored as these points of your own absolute and supreme intelligence to the glory of the whole of us, to get beyond all of the racism, all of the divisiveness, all of the homophobia, all of that that puts us in a place where we are disregarding, disrespecting your presence as the all there is. And we have all been gifted with so much of that that you are, that everyone is absolutely blessed. And what a blessing it would be if we could all imagine what it would be. That food is growing where the parking lots are. That we don't have people in the streets. That the money that's being used for Lotto and all of that is being used to transform the communities, to clear and cleanse and purify people. That those who have their 501c3s and organizations are doing what's in their own best interest so that they are able to truly do what's in the best interest of the whole. That we are having an understanding and an understanding that we can't do for other ones what we've not done for ourselves. and everyone needs to be restored in the light of the truth of the ones that each is as your own presence. And to be fully present in the now currency of this ocean of consciousness that exists as the totality of all there is, and we are bathed every day with each and every breath and every beat of our heart with the sustenance of your own presence as our own very presence. And so I pray and I ask and I knock that we are answering the knock upon the doors of our own spirits and souls to be able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment. To set a new precedent for what life looks like. That we're no longer supporting a death culture. We're pulling the rug from under them. We're not buying. We're not working for these ones. We are setting an objective that we will invest in cultivating the wealth of ourselves. That we know that we are not here to serve death. We know that we're not here to be enslaved to things and to sickness and illness and disease. We know that we are not here to have our body parts removed. We're not here to have our babies cut out from us. We're not here to be in the streets, to be out of alignment with the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of all life. We are here to exalt a full effort in our being. We're here to remember. We're here to stand, to be the evidence of the victory and the triumph of your will, your way, your love, your light, your peace, your poise, your power, your potency, the high ethic and morality that allows us to be returned mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, materially, and financially to the birthright, our birthright, to be in the abundance of the richness and the wealth as your children. See, there are those who walk as royals, and we should be walking as divinity personified. But there's an agenda, and we give thanks that this agenda is no longer prevalent, is no longer active in our lives. We exalt a full effort, and we invoke thy will over our lives to know that we can and we shall emerge upon this planet as a resurrected people, for that is the fullness of the destiny that we can apply ourselves to. We give thanks that we are clearing, cleansing, consecrating, so we're healing. We give thanks for the restoration of the divinity and the sanctity of the divine feminine that is in every woman, every man, every order of existence. That we are harmonized with Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and that we all are recommitting to the perpetuation of life, the exaltation of life, the service unto life, to be life-filled and to be filled overwhelmingly, abundantly with more life force and life currency. Thank you for the magnetization and amplification, the clearing, the consecration that comes through our purification, our conscious intention to be in a place and space where we're no nonsense, no compromise. On behalf of the lineages through whom we've come, on behalf of the lineages that were already present, on behalf of our Aboriginal, our Indigenous, our Native, and all ones, because there are no ones who have not been impacted and affected by imperialism, by the racism, by the classism, by the divisiveness. And so we give thanks that we're no longer divided within ourselves. We're exalting a full effort. We are caring to stand, to rise, to remember that we will never have anything greater than who and what we already are. And that we can ask and have it be given. That there is power in our word, and there is power in our voices. There's power by virtue of our care. We give thanks for all of the traditions, but we know that the traditions are not necessarily what we should be consistently participating in when they do not serve our greater good. that we're on the precipice of the new day of the Order of the Ancients. We give thanks for the waters, for the restoration, for the renewal, for the rebirth, for each and every breath that is animating us. We're giving thanks for those who are sowing the seeds and those who are planting, those who are gardening, those who are farming, those who are not poisoning the land, those who are regenerating, rejuvenating. We are really reminded that there are so many ones who are answering the call, and we are so blessed to be the ones that we are in this now moment. Because there is no success that the corporate deities of death can have other than to be phased out of existence. And we can see it. Let's imagine it. These people can't make another dime, but those of you who work for them, now you take so much of your paycheck and you invest in cultivating the wealth of yourself. You're releasing and letting go. You're losing the weight. You're losing the waste. Your mind is ticking. You're finding other things that you can do. There are your own inherent gifts, talents, skills, and abilities that are coming forward, and you are in the service of life itself. Sometimes the greatest thing starts very small. And right now, we would think that there are more of those ones than there are of us, but it really is not so. Because when it comes down to it, anybody in their right mind would care to see the perpetuation and the exaltation and the progression of their lineages. But we got to get to that right mind. And in order to get to the right mind, we've got to clean the blood. In order to clean the blood, you've got to incorporate the earth and the herbs and the waters and the fresh fruit and the vegetation. And we got to stop undermining ourselves with the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the breads, the pancakes, the waffles. And what about all of those ones who work for these people? There's a greater work. The restoration, the reorientation, the reconciliation, the redemption, the repentance. There's a greater work for us than just working jobs, serving death to other ones. There's a greater work for us to do than to stand in lines, getting and handing, asking for people to give us something that does not serve us. How can death become multi-trillion dollar business? But we're participating. Stop participating. And we can do that which is needed. Remembering the gift and the blessing in being. On behalf of the lineages through whom we've come, those whose names we can call and those whose names we'll never know, on behalf of those ones that we didn't allow to come, we weren't ready to bring them, on behalf of those who came and they left too soon, on behalf of the whole of existence itself, we are rising on behalf of that which is light, on behalf of the fulfillment of the law, on behalf of that which is righteous. And on behalf of those who strive, those who try, those who sacrifice, those who were assassinated and hung and beaten and raped, on behalf of those who couldn't make it, on behalf of the oppressed, suppressed, we will rise. And I'm thankful that you're taking it in and running with it. Well, liberation. It's something that we never should have stopped talking about. When you have chains around your ankles and around your legs and feet and whatnot, and to really understand that within the detention centers, they're still chaining us up by legs and feet. I'm like, why are we consistently practicing something that is obsolete in terms of the disregard, disrespect of the humanity of people? And you have people who look like us, people particularly here in Atlanta. See, you don't get this everywhere where we have African Americans, Black Americans, Negroids, whatever we want to refer to ourselves as, who are maintaining and sustaining all of the systems. And we have all of these ones. Now, Atlanta is an international community. and ICE is coming forward and trying to kick everybody out, and they think that they can make America great again. But America is the youngest country on the planet. You understand? And so I'm just saying is that those of us who are here to prove that the light is going to triumph in the worst places. You understand? They say, oh, well, this is Babylon. It's the belly of the beast. We are dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. You understand? The earth herself is as big as a period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of all there is. But if you live your whole life only focused on a speck of the earth and not realize that you are already in eternity, when you look at these big fluffy clouds and these blue skies before the storms come in and know that you are already in heaven, we should not be dying here. This is Earth Residency. We're here to master ourselves, to master the love. And it's amazing how impatient you all are, that you don't want to understand the nature of how God works. And you see it in progression all the time. And you can have your own personal testimonial of how you've been brought through and you've overcome. But then that which needs to happen, you don't have any faith in consciously seeding for it, asking for it, in terms of your own healing, in terms of your standing free from the violations, from the adulteration, from the shame and the guilt and the blame and all of that, which literally whittles away at your sense of worthiness and deservedness. You are worthy and deserving because the breath of life is in you. But we cannot be a detriment to ourselves and survive it. We cannot be dishonorable and disrespectful and disobedient and think that you should have everything work towards your greater good when you have not understood how to work it. And see, this is the example that these people give us. Oh, you could be lawless. You could just kill things. You can just desecrate, violate and whatnot and still be prosperous. The prosperity of America is a delusion. And those ones who say that they're rich, the billionaires and whatnot, who have no love, these people are some of the most impoverished people on the planet. Why? Because they literally do not know love. And we're here to know love. So for whatever your spiritual practices are, for whatever it is your rituals are, for whoever it is you're following, if you don't know love and that love is a constant, it's not something that you turn on and off. It is the fulfillment of the law, the victory and the triumph in love. That no matter what it looks like, we continue to exert a full effort in meeting the duties and obligations of who we are as women and men and children of God. The law, the light, because there is no victory greater and no sovereignty other than being in the integrity of your true self. It is through self-realization, vivid self-representation, that is the greatest form of political consciousness. But you cannot exemplify it when your blood is defiled with the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and alcohol and tobacco and all of this stuff. And ones come to places and spaces mentally where they fix in their mind that because of my intensity or because of what seems to be my extremity, being extreme, that disqualifies my credibility. You understand? It's like, okay, well, she's all that. She's been all of that. But it's like, no, you have to hear what I'm saying. Because who cares to tell you that you're already divinely designed? Who really is reminding you of your duty, obligation, and responsibility to the lineages through whom you've come? We have those who are pouring libations and we going through the rituals. The rituals mean nothing if your body is full, all is garbage. But we've been taught to deal with the rituals, to deal with the scripts, but then our lives are a wreck and a mess, and we've got sickness, illness, disease, and death. The whole point in knowing the scripture, the whole point in being under the church is for the refuge from the sickness, illness, disease, and death, the degradation, the violation, the adulteration, the valley of the shadow of death, and the shadow of the valley of death. That's the whole point of this, is to really come to that place in space where you've opened your heart, your mind, and you've cleared and cleansed and purified so that all of the crystallized emotions of hatred and jealousy and pain and envy and insecurity and fear and doubt, they are being flushed down the freaking toilet. You understand? We're resubstantiating the body to be 80% highly charged, mineralized waters. And water is the medium of intelligence that holds frequency and vibration. So the methodology of our oppression to contaminate, poison, and pollute the bloodstream, which is to defile the spirit, which is to confuse the mind, which is to put a block upon your soul. You can say it, but if you can't walk it, if you're not in the living of it, then you're not in the fullness of what's available to you. So to be liberated at the cellular level means that we can activate and invoke the greatness of our DNA. To be liberated means that the intelligence of our being has been completely freed so that we function according to its will and its way on behalf of the whole of existence itself upon the planet. On behalf of Mother Earth, but to have a people who go into people's lands and they'll excavate and they'll do all of these things and leave the earth in detriment and disrepair and the people oppressed and subjugated and dominated and displaced. We are here to raise completely up so that we are not complicit, complacent, and co-conspiring with our own oppression, but that we are also leading in light. And so are coming to a point in place where we are realizing that yes, we are special people, but everybody is. Now it's about realizing, actualizing, and truly being vivid in our own self-reflection and self-expression, in the uniqueness, in the creativity and the creator's activity, in the love, in the care, fulfilling duty, obligation, and responsibility in being. And those of us who are in our maturity, we can set the precedent now because we have the opportunity to influence our youth. We have the opportunity to influence the grandchildren. We have the opportunity to create curriculums that ensure the progressive development and unfoldment. You can begin to get our men to take responsibility for teaching the young brothers how to fix the cars and how to do the plumbing and how to do the things that used to be available within the context of the school system. And then they took it out so that we undermine the capacity of our families to be well balanced in the giving and the workings and the productivity of both the divine masculine and divine feminine in the household. So by taking shop out of the schools and mechanics and electronics and all of the things that would have given young men opportunity to develop valuable skills, they just give them a curriculum that makes no sense. And if they can't go to college, then they get to go to the military. or they're out here hustling and they risk being incarcerated, entrapped. And for all of the educated ones that we have that have law degrees, degrees in criminal justice, degrees in political science, degrees in history, degrees in psychology, have become doctors and lawyers, why haven't you all done anything else to shift this frequency of oppression in the system? And let me answer that for you. You haven't done it because you did not free yourselves from the violation of other beings. You thought that your success gave you the opportunity to smoke and drink and get high and, you know, live in gated communities and drive nice cars, and everybody that has these degrees are prospering off the degradation, the disenfranchisement, the depression, the distortion, the sickness and the illness of the people. And just because it's been happening doesn't mean we have to continue to perpetuate it. It's just that now requires us to really be fully committed to honoring the laws of life. And by that, to understand that we cannot feed from violated beings and not bring violation into our experience. That which we do unto others will be done unto us. And what it is we say, what it is we, with our word, say the power of life and death is in the tongue. What are you saying to yourself? And so I'm saying, reclaim the divinity and the truth of your being as living, intelligent, loving, caring, honoring, respecting, appreciative, dynamic, awesome presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is God. It's all right to be godly, merciful, forgiving, patient, kind, caring. It's all right to be on the right side of this equation. It's all right to be restored, reconciled, harmonized. It's okay to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, edified, consecrated. It's all right. Now watch what happens when millions of us raise completely up. I'm just saying, we change the whole dynamic and frequency of this thing. There is no way that darkness, and I'm not saying darkness in terms of the blackness that gives birth to everything. I'm talking about being out of order with the light of supreme intelligence, being in distortion and dysfunction, being in violation of the law that is love. Those ones, they will not be able to do much. But we cannot participate with our own demise and not suffer. So care to be liberated, care to be in a place and space where you are walking in the light of the truth of the one that you were born to be, and knowing that this time in which we're living is so freaking amazing that you should be in your attitude of gratitude, your heart overflowing with thanksgiving with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. So continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and commit and recommit and recommit to being a blessing everywhere you show up. Enjoy your night. I love you. Pray to hear from you. Peace.